Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk about these Washington Capitals. Really good win last night. Feel like they needed that. Joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Brent Johnson. Of course, you can find him on X at JohnnyGoalie12. Johnny, what's up, man? How are you?
What up, JP? What up, B. Mitch? How you guys doing?
Man, we're good, brother. How you been, man?
I've been busy, which is good, right?
You've definitely been busy.
That's a great thing right there, man.
Exactly. It's been doing lots of shows, getting lots of cracks at it. Now, like you guys said, the Caps finally got a win last night, which they really needed.
Yeah, yeah. Man. You don't want to, like, over concern yourself with a team that's been this good, and then they kind of have, you know, Ovi's chase kind of maybe, like, moves their focus a little bit for a stretch.
Yeah.
Were you ever concerned, like, or was last night just a good game that they needed to have?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that there was ever a panic. You know, no one was pushing buttons or anything like that. I was a little concerned with, you know, the way that they have kind of drifted into this, kind of allowing a lot of goals and then only getting goal scoring from one entity, that being Alex Ovechkin. I mean, over, like, it's crazy, but over, like, the last 9-10 games, he's got like 30% of the goals. So that was a little concerning. But on the other hand, like you guys said, everyone's focused on getting Ovi the puck. Like, how can we get it? And
right.
And were they really playing Capital hockey?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I kind of look at it that way. I don't think, like, you have to go into the last game tomorrow and be, you know, lights out, unbelievable. You had a good game to get you in it. I think you can go out there, play your game, try and work on a few things personally. But I don't think it needs to have to be the best game going into the playoffs.
But, like, what I feel like, you know, when they were going for the record for Ovi, yes, you've been taught. Your coaches are telling you we're going to play our regular type of hockey. You can say that all you want. Human nature, you want Ovi to get that record, and you start playing a little different. How long does it take when you know now that's over? We got to get back to playing. It takes a few games, doesn't it?
I would think so. I mean, you said it. It's like subconsciously, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going, hey, listen, yeah, everything's good. We're going to go out there. Look, we're ready. It's preparation is normal as usual. And then you get out there and then something just isn't firing the way it should, right? You're not back checking as hard, or you're not doing this, or you're not doing that. And we forgot to mention, they've been so far beyond. They've had this thing locked up for over a month now, the Eastern Conference. So, they probably just didn't hit that switch yet. And yeah, I'm with you, B-Mitch. It takes a couple games to get back into it. Granted, last night, you gotta think, Neither team was really playing for anything. I think it was mostly a pride game for the Washington Capitals to go out there, show you can play a full 60 minutes, which they did.
And they definitely did. I thought Strome was really good in a time where they need somebody else to kind of step up and score, to your earlier point. Ovi and Willie, I think, are playing really well. We're talking with our friend Brent Johnson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can watch Brent on Monumental Sports Network's Capitals coverage. Give him a follow at JohnnyGoalie12. Where do you think, is it weird to be this late where every other playoff matchup, at least in the East and maybe even in the West, is set, and Washington still doesn't know if they're going to get Montreal or Columbus? Does that matter at all?
I guess you could argue, like, the more preparation you have to see and study video, maybe. I don't know. If it's Columbus, they just played them twice, right? They got Columbus's best game. They could give. And they're also riding the hottest goaltender in the NHL, I think 7 straight wins and, like, a goal against a game average. So he is – that Jet Greaves is unreal right now. So you know what you're going to get there. With Montreal, I mean, yeah, you haven't seen them in a little while, but I think you also know what they have. They have a lot of darters. They're a smaller team. They're not as sound defensively. The interior, I think Washington could pick them apart in the offensive zone. It's just got to play against Montreal. You got to play a great defensive game because they can score. And now you know exactly what Columbus can do because, man, they got some guys, Fantilli, Kent Johnson, Werenski on the blue line. They're very, very talented team. And on paper, they're unreal.
Right. It's and they're hot down the stretch here.
And they're hot.
Dude,
and they're hot, yeah.
In a back-to-back, granted it was a back-to-back, but they won those two games last weekend 11-1 combined. Like that, I don't know, man. That I'd like to play the other guy. I guess we'll find out.
Exactly. I think the playoffs, and we've all seen it, right? It doesn't really matter the sport. Playoffs is a different entity. It's the postseason for a reason. Guys are harder hitting. Guys are more into every single thing they do. The preparation is locked down. They got extreme focus, you know, whether they're staying at a hotel, when they're even in town, things like that. So it's just a whole nother game. So, yeah, they're hot, Columbus, and if they do face them, yes, it could be, a little bit of a nail biter, I think. It would be in the back of your mind that you would, that you just got beat, yes, 11-1 in two games. So, but I think that goes in like, hey, we're the Capitals. We're a fantastic team. We know exactly what we can do. If the Capitals play with emotion, if they play with a chip on their shoulder, I don't think there's a team that can beat them. It's when they kind of sit back and get on their heels and kind of watch the game is when, you know, teams kind of roll over them. And so I hope the Capitals, they're going to be waiting maybe tonight. We'll see, or could be waiting again till tomorrow to find out. But it's interesting. It keeps us all right on the edge.
Oh, yeah. Right. Logan Thompson has been out for a minute now, and you're goalie. And when coming back from an injury, how many games will he need, or you think he will need, for him to get back to how he was throughout the year?
That's another good question. I think that really relies on the trust of the coach, because once cleared, any player is going to be like, all right, just get me out there. That's all I need is just get me out there. And so I would think that trust from the coach, like saying, all right, he's dialed in. I'm looking at him in practice and he looks great. There's no cobwebs, no nothing. I would think it's just when he thinks he can go, right now. And I don't know specifically what he is coming back from, whether it was when he took the puck up high to his head and then, waited a few minutes, then left the game in between periods way back when, or if it's a something different, upper body, you know, like they say. So whatever it may be, I think that that's probably the discussion between the coach and the goalie himself. And then you got to also remember Charlie Lindgren is the guy who got you there last year. Mm-hmm. And if he plays like he did down the stretch last year, and I would say he's got 20 wins on the year this year, and I don't think his numbers particularly speak to what he has done for the team. I think he's a fantastic option as well. So they have that shored up. I'm pretty sure they have that shored up. It's just the guys playing in front of them. And that's what it is. I want to take you guys right back to the beginning of the season. Logan Thompson's winning all these. And he looks fantastic. But he was also stopping breakaway after breakaway after 2-on-1 after 3-on-1. Well, was that just masking a little bit of what the goalie's playing so well? Was that masking a little bit of what the Capitals were kind of lacking defensively? It could have been.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, they let a few goals in here and they don't get the goaltending that they were getting. And now it's showing a little bit more. And so I hope that's not the case, but you never know. Hockey's so fickle and funny and weird that any one of those things could be happening.
It is true. They were just if you even look at the stats, like the goals against were so outrageously in their favor. And then,
right.
You know, even before the focus really became the streak, but like after Four Nations, the numbers didn't look quite as good, and you kind of saw it unfolding. Let's hope it gets all the way back, or they could just score enough that you don't have to have just the world's best goaltending to advance. You know what? I don't even want to ask that.
Yeah,
I don't even want to speak that into existence. I want to ask something else. So.
Yeah,
I love all the monumental coverage for the Caps. I can't imagine there's a local broadcast team more beloved than Joe B. and Locker. And I know Joe B.'s going through his voice stuff. He'll be back for the playoffs. Alan did a great job. John Walton's been doing a great job. The pre and post with you and Alexa and Tarek and DSP and Alan when he's on that. Like, it's just the Caps product is so dope. And I love hearing from Alan and Locker and everybody, but you actually played with Ovi for three seasons, right?
Yeah, four seasons.
Four seasons, pardon me.
Yeah.
Like, what was he like just as a teammate, as a dude? What was it like to share a dressing room with that guy?
Yeah, the first four seasons of his career, and I was just a 7-year vet at that time, I guess. And coming into Washington, you know, I can remember, you know, meeting all the guys, meeting Ole Kolzig, and then us kind of looking at each other when we get our first glimpse at Ovechkin on the ice and kind of like looking and being like, is this kid for real? Like, playing absolutely loose and heavy in practice. And we were like, God, this kid's got this like appetite, like this thirst for scoring, even when, like, even if you stop him in practice as his teammate, like back in the day, he used to get really pissed off and, you know, and that shows kind of like the champion spirit in him, or that thirst or appetite I was talking about, is that he just wants it. He really does. It's, there's just certain players that have that, I think. And they're, you know, one in a million, and the Washington city, the DMV, were just so lucky to get this zany, wacky kid who wears his heart on his sleeve, who will tell you anything straight to your face, won't hide behind, let's say a language barrier or anything like that. He'll tell you exactly what he's thinking. And I think a lot of guys respect that. And, well, firsthand, I did respect that. And that's why I love him still to this day. I love watching him play. I get thrilled and excited just like I did when he was my teammate.
Mm-hmm. So for you then, talking with our friend Brent Johnson, former Caps goalie, now does a ton of awesome Caps work on Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at JohnnyGoalie12. For you as a dude that is now a broadcaster and gets to enjoy Alex's play, you know, that way, but who played with him for 4 years, what did the goal record mean to you?
Well, looking back, it's so easy to say right now, but I mean, looking back, honestly, I think everyone looking at that record, and you heard it from Joe B and Locker at the start, right? Oh, you only have 874 more goals to go, Ovi, when they did that that famous call when he scored. It's like nobody thought that this was attainable. And and then through the years, right, through the years. So we always were that, you know, I felt that way too. Let's just be honest. I felt that way too, because Wayne Gretzky is this guy. He's on a mountain, right? He's like the Mount Rushmore of hockey, and
by
all
himself.
The faces are his.
And, yeah.
And you know what I mean? And so I'm looking at it as a hockey lover from Detroit. I grew up, it was Wayne Gretzky and Steve Yzerman, and those two were like the it for me. And so I was like, this thing will never be touched. His assists, his points will never be touched. And then you go on and you get to 100 and 2 and 3, and next thing you know, you're at 7 and he's still going and he's 35. And, you know, it's like, I don't know who came up with the phrase, the Russian machine never breaks. I don't know who was that. I don't know if it was Ovi himself.
I think Alex did.
Somebody else. Yeah. So it's true. He literally called it. He does not break. At 39, he's slowed down, but his shot hasn't. His passion for scoring hasn't. And that is incredible. And there's no way that we could sit back there and watch a 19, 20-year-old kid and figure out just what he's going to do. Yes, he had some great first couple seasons, an unbelievable rookie year, but there's no way we could, you know, gather how well this guy was going to do and keep going for 20 straight years, 325 power play goals, 800 and what, 96 now goals. It was a surreal moment when he scored. I think for all of us who played with him, for all the fans, it was like, man, he got there and he's still going. And it's just an incredible feat.
Do you think we get another season out of him?
I do.
All right.
Dude,
I mean, I don't know personally. It's not like I called him and asked him if he's playing.
When I see him, I'm asking him.
Yeah. Ask him. I mean, to me, it would be a very nice swan song for him to go to every city and absolutely be loved by all the fans, right? He could have another year. I mean, he could do another. He could. The guy, Russian machine, right? He can play as long as he wants. Someone's going to give him a contract. You know that. But I think he'll play a year, and that's just my personal opinion. It's what the team wants to do and what Ovi wants to do. I guess it's what it comes down to, right?
Totally.
Honestly, for me, it's what Ovi wants to do first, almost.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Just
it
so
is
it's not Ovi another NHL jersey. Right.
Yeah, totally. I got the
exactly.
I got the quote.
No, it will not be.
It was from 2006, which you were probably here for this, Johnny, I think.
Yeah.
So he was getting multiple questions from the media about a potential injury after being hit with a puck. And Ovi was quoted saying, "I'm okay. Russian machine never breaks."
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. Okay.
How awesome is that?
I thought it was after I left to Pittsburgh that came out. But, that's cool. I don't recall it, but I can totally see him say that with a dead straight face and just be like, hey, yeah, Russian machine never breaks.
last thing, Johnny, they just got a deal done with Nick Dowd, basically making sure he gets to retire a Cap. I really like the way the front office has operated this year. They wrapped up, you know, locked up some of the good young guys, some of these goalies, taking care of a vet. You got to like to see that as a former player.
Oh, you guys are giving me breaking news. I've been in the gym for the last 3 hours. I haven't heard anything, and I'm absolutely pumped.
Yeah.
That is awesome, awesome news. And I'm going to tell you why I think it's so good. Nick Dowd, get a late starter in the NHL, but a guy who is absolutely laser-like focus. He is business-like out there. You know what you're going to get from every night. He's the reason that Dylan Strome was able to score his hat trick last night, the third goal, by his second and third effort off the draw. I mean, it's little things like that that, you know, kind of go unseen that Nick Dowd does, and that makes me so, so happy. Thank you guys for telling me that.
Well, that's awesome. We got to break some news to Brent Johnson. Breaking news for everybody else. If you wonder why Johnny looks the way he does, apparently he spends 3 hours at the gym. I usually try to lock down like 45 minutes. And that might be the big difference, Johnny.
No. All right. So let me go into that. I did a little I have a personal trainer, but I took a sauna, steam, a little hot tub too today. Trust me. I took my time in there.
Good for you.
You wouldn't work it out the whole time, right?
Good for you, man.
Exactly. Oh, no. I'm not crazy.
Johnny, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen. You take care. Thank you.
All right, man.
Brent Johnson, give him a follow at JohnnyGoalie12. Does a really good job, man. It's been interesting watching the Caps this year because obviously Locker had to take some time. So then Allen was in the booth.
Yeah.
And now Joe B's taking a couple games. They get Walton in there. It's been a lot of moving parts, but just always at a really, really high level. Speaking of high level, if you are looking to redo your backyard or just get your backyard ready for summer, you got to check out Offenbachers, man. Say you're talking with your wife and you're like, all right, we should put a pool in. The kids will love it. And then you realize, oh, my God, it's going to cost me $300,000. There's a much easier way to do it, man. It is called a swim spa. Swim spa lets you swim, exercise, and relax all in one convenient space. And it's the perfect way to stay active without the hassle or the cost of a full-size pool. These swim spas are huge. If you haven't seen them, go check out Offenbachers. I went over there one day. I posted a video on my Facebook. These swim spas are crazy. I mean, they're the size of the prison cell and the aquarium combined. Like, it's a huge area. You can have your kids play. You can work out, whatever you want. You want something a little smaller, a little easier? What about a hot tub? That's right, a traditional spa. The bubbling water lets the jets melt away your stress. Whatever it is you're looking for, don't sleep on the value of a cold plunge. I actually did one yesterday. Felt great. I get inflammation in my joints. I get a little bit of lower back pain. You come out of that cold plunge, you feel so much better. It's like a shot of adrenaline. Whatever it is you're looking for, they still got the awesome outdoor furniture. Check out Offenbachers. They got stores in Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, or Rockville, or you can check them out online at offenbachers.com. And special offer, free $500 gift card with the purchase of a spa if you tell them I sent you. Don't wait. Secure your summer now with Offenbachers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We appreciate our guy, Peter Rosenberg, making time for us on a Wednesday. We got some travel coming up. Peter's got some travel coming up. It's a WrestleMania weekend. What's up, dude? How are you?
Hanging, guys. Where are you guys off to?
Spring break. We're actually, dude, I'm going to Cali to visit Bonnie.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, taking the girls out.
Please send your lovely older sister my regards.
I will. Now, everybody knows you as a hardcore Burgundy and Gold fan, New York media, but all the work you do with WWE, like, I don't think everybody understands how massive WrestleMania is. Like, you're already headed out there. What is your schedule like this weekend for all the wrestling work you do?
So, first of all, if anyone's home tonight, I have a episode of Evolve, WWE Evolve, which airs at 8 p.m. on Tubi. I do play-by-play for that. So that's tonight. But that's in the can. We already did that. But that airs tonight on Tubi. I head out tomorrow. I'm actually back on Hot Take tomorrow.
First take.
Oh, sorry. First take. Yes. I'm back on First Take.
No, you said it right the first time.
So I'm back on there tomorrow. Cody Rhodes is the guest. And, of course, Cody Rhodes is the world champion. He'll be on the show, too. So I head out tomorrow night. You know, Friday, there's events the whole time now. It's gotten crazy, man. They have like a WWE world that's run by Fanatics that basically feels like Fanatics Fest or Complex Con, you know, that kind of con, Comic-Con thing. That runs all week out there. Friday night's the Hall of Fame. I'm doing the red carpet show for the Hall of Fame on Friday night, which will be a lot of fun. And then Saturday and Sunday will be sold out shows both days at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. So it's big, man. It's gotten really, really, really big. Like beyond, you know, I've been around it now for like, I've been around it. My first Mania, I think, was 07 or 08.
Wow.
And it's changed significantly since then. And, you know, and I've been working there now for like the last 7 or 8 years, and it's grown a lot since then as well. So to answer your question, it's crazy. And, you know, if you're a lapsed fan who hasn't seen it, the Sunday night main event is Cody Rhodes
against John Cena, and John Cena is now a bad guy, that a thing many of us wanted for years and years is finally happening on his retirement tour. So a pretty cool kind of changing of the guard match between John Cena and Cody Rhodes. So it's going to be a crazy weekend, I won't lie. And by the way, both days of WrestleMania are on Peacock if you already happen to have Peacock.
We need to get Jeff on there one day. I might. You think he can hang?
Nah, Jeff will get smoked. Peter, yo, who's going into the Hall of Fame?
It's a great question. Does this interest you? Does this get your
I assume the Hall of Fame, you got to be like 10, 15 years removed from wrestling. That's kind of my era.
Don't assume any sort of rules about the Hall of Fame here because, it's kind of random. But no, so there aren't any set rules like that. But going in as a singles guy for the first time ever, the headliner is Triple H is going in.
Triple H, all right.
He's not in already? Doesn't he own it?
So he's in as part of D-Generation X, but he never was inducted. And, they say, and I believe this actually, he had not had much of an interest in it. And the other powers that be surprised him and said, "You're going in, dude." So Triple H is going in. I think Lex Luger would get your interest probably.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. I remember
he had the steel plate in his forearm and he would do that like crazy dive with the steel plate leading the charge.
They got Lex Luger going in, which is a pretty cool story, too. He'd been physically in terrible, terrible shape.
Oh, really? That's
too bad. Wheelchair-bound. His story's really crazy. And then he's been working with Diamond Dallas Page over the last year or two at DDP Yoga, and he's like, I think he's going to be able to get up and walk at the Hall of Fame, which will be an incredible thing to see. And do you remember the natural disasters, earthquake and tugboat?
Yeah.
I remember when Hulk Hogan pulled Earthquake out of the crowd to do push-ups back. And then didn't Earthquake go bad? Didn't he turn heel?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Earthquake.
Eventually, everybody goes bad.
Yeah, you got to go.
You go bad before you leave the whole wrestling thing. That has happened since I can remember.
Man, it's going to be a lot of fun. So that'll be Friday night. And it's going to be damn late Eastern time when it airs live. But, of course, it'll all be available afterwards on Peacock and all that.
All right, that should be dope, man. I am curious for you I'm sure everybody's talking Knicks up there. Your Pens are out. Like, how do you balance your time in New York, NBA, NHL playoffs?
New baby,
too. Yeah. You don't watch anything. That's what happens.
It's not great. Knicks will get, once the Knicks get going, they will get the bulk of my attention, even more so than the Celtics. Like, I have to be locked in on those games. And, you know, listen, the Celtics have also become, like, I think I've told you guys this in years past at this point, the Celtics have become, like, such a powerhouse in the playoffs that it's like I've practically watched the first round with you're not sitting around. I'm sure there are more hardcore Celtics fans than me out there. But like game one Celtics Magic, I'm not like standing up at the TV nervous. I'm sorry. I'm not. They've gotten to a place now, you know, when you win 61 games again that you're like kind of all they do is go to the conference finals and finals. So early on, the Knicks will get a lot of my attention because the story's crazy. I mean, I don't know how much you guys know about this, but like Tom Thibodeau has like gotten this team to back-to-back 50 win seasons for the first time in forever. And half the Knicks base is ready to get this guy canned. Don't think he's doing enough. And then they all year, they could not beat the Celtics or Cavs once, lost to both of them down the stretch in heartbreaking fashion. They had a terrible final week of the season. They went 1-3 against the scrappy Pistons in the regular season, and now they got to deal with Detroit, who is kind of the team nobody really wanted to see. That's who the Knicks got. So I think it's a more compelling series than TV is going to give it credit for. I mean, they got thrown in like the Saturday 6:30 slot or something. So obviously, the NBA is saying we're not too interested. I think that Knicks Pistons at 6 o'clock Saturday. I think that Knicks Pistons series is incredibly compelling.
I think it's gonna be fun to watch. And listen, before we let you go off to Vegas, you got a lot going on. I don't want to get too personal with this question, but
Go ahead.
It is something we've been discussing here.
Please, we're family. We're family, for God's sake.
I don't know. This brings up serious divides, man. What do you like to put on hot dogs, and what do you think is gross to put on hot dogs?
So my this can be controversial.
It's
New
controversial,
York, you know,
man.
Listen, New York takes all of their food, like, way too seriously, like, in my opinion. You know, like, you tell anyone you get a slice of pizza in Maryland, they bite your head off. Like,
right.
There's never a good slice of pizza anywhere but New York.
Right.
God
Say
forbid.
Bagels.
God forbid I tell them Bethesda bagels is delicious. They, like, freak out. You know, it's crazy up here. So they're nuts about the hot dogs, too. So what I'm going to say gets hate. But my preferred, like, if I'm going to a place where I have a hot dog bar and I can put on what I want, I am putting on mustard, ketchup, and sauerkraut.
Mm.
That is my preferred hot dog topping situation. Obviously, if there's cheese or chili or things like that, but I'm not a relish guy. And I am a ketchup guy. There are people who freak out about putting ketchup on a hot dog.
There are people on this program that freak out about it.
Yeah, what? Why? What do you think is so weird?
I don't
about
get it?
I just think it's weird, man. Just I don't. I've never felt like just ketchup on it. If it's just ketchup, yes. I mean, I think that's terrible. You add a little other stuff with it, yes. JP put just ketchup.
I love just ketchup.
So you're a just ketchup dog, man?
That's nasty.
That's probably my one seed. It's just a ketchup. It's just a hot dog with ketchup. But I also like a hot dog with ketchup and sauerkraut. I could do like a chili cheese dog if I just don't care that I'm going to need a bathroom in 4 minutes.
You're not doing mustard in any situation?
Nah, mustard's gross, dude.
Wow. No
I weirdly only like mustard on... a fried soft shell crab sandwich. I like mustard in that situation. And with ham and cheese. If I'm eating a ham and cheese, I like mustard. That's it. That's the list.
What about mustard on the beat, ho? I mean, you gotta make room there.
You're right. Dude, I know you're not a draft guy, so I intentionally didn't ask you anything about the draft. Next week, we might have to, though.
Oh, no, listen. When we were terrible, I didn't care about the draft because it wasn't going to fix anything. Now I think we're good, and I don't care about the draft because I trust Adam Peters. I'll review what happens next week, and I'll be excited to see what they do. But no, I don't have like one particular direction I'm desperate to go. I just want to have what happened last year happen, where I'm like, who is this Mikey Sannerstill? Let me look this guy up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
He can
I
play.
Got someone. Yeah.
And I'm like you, Peter.
That's all I want.
I'm with you. I'm letting them handle their job. I don't have time to question nothing anymore.
B is very much on your same wavelength. Yo, enjoy this weekend, man. I know that's like it's a really big damn deal, and I can only imagine how crazy Vegas will be. Have fun.
Yeah, tell Vegas I said hi. I miss them.
Yeah, I bet they'll say they miss your wallet, too.
Now, I don't spend a lot of money. I have a lot of fun, though. I guarantee you that.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you guys.
All right, man. Take care.
Right. Thanks, Peter. That's our boy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on X and Instagram. When we come back, got to make some bets.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you're looking for comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to our friends over at Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in mere seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are terrific. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
You know what's interesting, B? I was talking to Jim yesterday about the Rood products, and he's like, one of the biggest changes that people don't realize when they get the Rood stuff put in is it removes more humidity.
Yes.
So all of a sudden, whatever temperature you were used to setting your house at, it's going to feel different because it's the actual temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, the systems are whisper quiet. It's not loud. It doesn't start knocking in the middle of the night. It's just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. And you got to tell them about the cash, B. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
We're talking about Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, folks, I am prepared to share the most disturbing hot dog take anyone has ever shared.
Somebody called you and said this?
A friend of mine from college texted me the following. And I'm going to say his name because when people, as far as I'm concerned, this is basically hate speech. Harry Rothman, I don't know what to make of this. My dear friend Harry says, the best way to eat a hot dog, no toppings, ever. Plain dog on a soft roll, nothing else needed, delicious. Oh, and hot dog is best boiled, not grilled.
Mr. Rothman?
That's disturbing.
He's a weirdo. It's not best boiled.
Yo, is that the worst hot dog take? The only worst hot dog take would be if somebody called in and was like, yo, I prefer them raw.
He actually liked those hot dogs. You're driving and you get to one of them little small towns.
And they're just wrapped up in the
foil. And you go in the gas station, and it's been wrapped in the foil. The bread's all soggy, soft and soggy. He likes that.
All right, don't judge me, y'all. But
you like it like that too, Jeff?
When the bread is not soggy and it's just that warm bunch, you can eat it like that. You can eat it raw. Like, not raw, but, you know, no toppings.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You just talk to like Jeff. You like to eat it raw. I understand.
Yeah, pause, Jeff.
Well, one, I found out hot dogs are already cooked.
You just found that out?
You didn't know that?
Like, no, I'm not like just found it out, but like before I was younger, I didn't know that people like.
When did you find that out? That you like, thought that was worth pointing out?
In college, this girl that was on our softball team,
she's just raw dogging glizzies?
We had a potluck, bro, and she bought in like this hot dog dish, and the hot dogs weren't cooked.
Whoa.
That's gross.
She hadn't boiled them, you mean?
They
cook when you buy them in the store.
Yeah, no, she didn't boil them. That's what I mean by.
That's when you find out that they.
Yeah, when she bought them in a dish, I was like,
"That's gross.
You ain't cook those." Hold
on. So she just bought a bowl of glizzies.
It was like
to serve.
I have a conversation for you after.
Yeah, it was a what was the things? A casserole, a hot dog casserole.
I think that's Lurch's go-to dish. Let's make some bets. Insane,
yeah, Jeff. We gotta talk. Oh boy. Gather around. Yeah, you heard that first.
White Brian.
The Bryans lost and everyone else won.
Jackpot.
Yep, man. The referee got us last night, Brian.
What do we like tonight, boys?
Wish I would see that referee. I'll smack the hell out of him. He called a foul on a dude that clearly had the ball in his hand. He got pushed to the floor. He called a foul on him.
Jeff was just talking some raunchy stuff. I know that much.
Yeah. I'm taking the Bulls. Money line.
Ooh, Bulls money line.
What the hell?
That's kind of cheating, but I'll let it slide.
How's it cheating?
Because it's a point and a half. Because when you're not betting for money, money line bets are kind of silly. But it's not cheating.
JP.
It's within our rules.
You just got mad at people for being mad at you for eating ketchup on a hot dog, but you always want to knock somebody else away. The man bet, if it's over, if it's under minus 200, he can bet it.
I just don't know why people are mad about ketchup.
It's just like Jeff bringing the raw dogs there.
Whoa, Jeff raw dogging.
I mean, the girl that Jeff knows bring the raw dogs.
Jeff brought a girl that raw dogged it. What? I'm going to take.
Idiot.
Play this taking us out.
Landfill, this is the best.
ODB forever. Baby, I like it raw. This is Jeff's song.
Go, baby, I like it raw.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it home. All right,
I'm going next.
Okay.
Just to tick Landini off, I'm going with the Canadians.
I was going to take the Hurricanes.
Take them.
All right, I'll take the Hurricanes. A parlay. I'm going with the anti-aquarium parlay. Hurricanes on the road in Montreal. I think I can get the puck line on that, so I get it plus 1.5. No, I cannot. All right, so I'm just taking the Hurricanes to win on the road. Montreal's leaking oil. And I'm taking Heat Culture over the god-awful Bulls. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. I will take the 1.5. White Brian, you make a pick?
Kings minus 5.5.
Thank you, everybody. Let's do the program.
Hey, can I bet on the Twins to beat the Mets? Because Brian liked the Mets, right? They started, but it's 0-0.
You get action.
Give me the damn Twins.
I like this. It's the prison cell versus the aquarium.
Yeah. Going at it, son.
Thank you to Doug Kammerer for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in to talk about hot dogs. Thank you to John Kime. Thank you to Brent Johnson. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg.
We've had worse topics.
That we sure have. Thank you to the boys in the aquarium. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. ODB owes you a beer.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.